Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Unbelievers are going to stand at the great white throne judgment for unbelievers, but we as believers are going to be at the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ. Every man shall be made, work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, wood, hay, stubble, gold, silver, precious stones, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Did you do this for Christ, or did you do it for yourself? Did you do it for somebody else? Purpose of the judgment seat of Christ. If any man's work abide, which he built thereupon, he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward if it stays. And that those penetrating eyes of Christ, he looks at every person's life, and he uses this term, it will be burned. And what lasts, you get a reward. And he shall receive a reward. But verse number 15, if any man's work shall be burned, it's not talking about you going to hell. So by all these things that you did for Christ, and you did not do it for him, you did it for your own glory, for your own gain, you'll suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, escape the fire, yet so as by fire. Some of the old preachers used to preach, and I would hear a long time ago, people get to heaven by the skin of their teeth. I know what they're talking about. But nobody gets to heaven by the skin of their teeth, you know. You get to heaven by the grace of God. What they're talking about, you get to heaven, you have no reward. You did nothing for Christ. You'll be saved. You'll be delivered, entered into heaven, but you have no reward. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 10. Let me just back up verse number 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and rather willing to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. In other words, I'd much rather be with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Now, again, this does not mean you are earning your salvation. It literally means well-pleasing, that what we're doing here on this earth, are we well-pleasing to the Lord? Whether we labor, again, that's that thought about work, that endeavors, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Verse number 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Remember earlier it said every man. This one says all. Again, he's talking about believers. We cannot escape it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now back to Revelation chapter number 22. When Jesus says this, behold, I come quickly, verse number 12, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Remember, salvation is a gift, but these rewards are earned. Are you seeing the difference? Yeah. Salvation is a gift of God. These rewards are earned. And even so more, we talked about the bridal identity. Turn back with me, and I'm going to move on. Let me hit this real quick. Turn back with me to Revelation chapter 19. The judgment seat of Christ determines our bridal identity. It does not determine if we're going into heaven. That's already been determined at the point of our salvation. The judgment seat of Christ determines our bridal identity with the Lord. Verse number 7, Revelation 19. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. She prepared herself before this wedding. How did she do that? While she was upon this earth, she was working, she was laboring. In verse number 8, and to her, to the wife, the bride, was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Again, I'm going to hit this and move on. Notice it's not the righteousness of God. It's the righteousness of saints. Literally, righteousness is the acts, the deeds, the work, the labor of the saints. They've been faithful to the Lord. And at the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to reward those who've been faithful to him. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. He's a just God. That's what the judgment seat is about. God would not allow somebody who's a mossy backslidden Baptist, who's mad at the world, mad at the preacher, mad at the church, doesn't go to church at all, going to heaven, yes, because of God's grace. But they're not going to receive the same reward as people who are faithful to him, faithfully serving till death do they part. Are you following? God's justice would not allow that. So we see that it determines my reward is with me. I believe it, the judgment of Christ. It determines our grand entrance into heaven. Entrance into heaven, yes. But there are some that's going to have a grand and glorious entrance. And Scripture points that out, but I need to move on. I want you to notice here, verse number 13. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Again, that's why I can't wait to get in the book of Hebrews now. The book of Hebrews, it shows that Jesus Christ is God, very God. No doubt about it. Jesus, the Son of God, is God, very God. And here is Jesus himself in verse number 13. He says, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is the fourth time in the book of the Revelation that Jesus has called himself the Alpha and the Omega. I won't read these if you want to not jot these down. Revelation chapter 1, verses 8 and 11. Revelation 1, 8 and 11, he calls himself the Alpha and the Omega. Revelation chapter number 21, verse number 6, it says, it is done, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. In Revelation 22, verse number 13, we see he's the Alpha and the Omega. And I have a note here. He's from everlasting to everlasting, and he's everything in between. The Alpha, the beginning, the end, and he's everything in between. He's the beginning. He's the origin of all things. Everything came through him. By him was nothing made that was made. By him. He's the creator of it all. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the end. In other words, the termination. It's the limit at which a thing ceases to be. He's the first. He's the last. He's the first in time or place. He's the last in time or place. And there will never be an end. There was never a beginning of God. Jesus did not have a beginning. Jesus Christ does not have an end. It all revolves around him and him alone. He has no beginning and he has no ending. Jesus Christ is the eternal one. And that's why it's so interesting. Here we're at the end of the book of the Revelation. Not only that, the end of God's word. 66 books in God's divine library, and all of them are inspired, the very inspired word of God. The Holy Spirit moved men as they wrote. And anyway, I won't go into all of that, you know. But I believe every word is perfect. Every word. So here at the end of the Bible, the Lord is telling us some things. Okay, I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. And then he says this, verse number 13, just a reminder, because there's a lot of people who deny the deity of Jesus Christ. And again, one of the last things he tells us, I am. By the way, that ought to be enough. God said, I am. Remember in the book of John, when Jesus said, I am, man, the Pharisees wanted to stay, picked up some stones and wanted to kill him. Because they knew exactly what Jesus was saying when he said, I am that I am. When he told that to Moses then in the book of John, he said, I am. He said that he was God, and the Pharisees knew that, and they wanted to kill him. But anyway, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last. Why is that so important? Because we as believers know that Jesus Christ is God, very God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.